That was, of course, the 1969 classic Albatross by Fleetwood Mac. A relaxing sound beside the sea with seagulls. But unfortunately, the reality for residents in North County Dublin is completely different. For the neighbours of Balbriggan, it's become a nightmare and they are determined to fight back. Residents across Fingal are demanding action, saying the Department of Culture, Heritage and the Gaeltacht, who are in charge of seagulls, have shown utter disregard for the welfare of the public, describing it as a whitewash. Well, it's not a new topic, but it's certainly not going away. And we've dispatched Henry McKean to North Dublin. So, is the consensus there should be a cull?
Ivan, very, very interesting. And there could be a cull. There's now 5,000 breeding gull pairs in North Fingal, so in that Balbriggan Skerries area, and they could produce 20,000 chicks by early summer. And that was according to a Freedom of Information request by the Irish Times. And the problem is getting out of hand. I visited Balbriggan and I met the local Balbriggan people because this is the fastest growing area in the country. 26,000 people now live there, but they have the same amount of seagulls at about 26,000. I met these locals on the main street.
People are feeding them when they should be flying over the sea.
They're a pest. That's what they are.
How many seagulls do you have living in your back garden?
Oh, on the house every morning, a heap of them, flocks of them. I got bit on the head by one coming out the door one
time. So a seagull bit you on the head?
Yeah, stuck a beak in my head.
And was it sore?
Oh, it was sore, yeah.
And why do you think he went for your head? And for listeners at home, you've got white hair. Do you think seagulls like white hair?
No.
We can hear the seagulls behind us. Do they wake you up?
Yes. They can, sometimes very early in the morning, because I'm facing the sea, the Irish Sea, and they come into our estate on the rooftops. Yes, they can. But after that, I have no issues with them. I know there's a lot going on with children in the playgrounds and people out eating, and they can be very aggressive.
Are they like your friends? Are they like pets to you?
No. No. Not really.
There are too many of them, you know, but they don't bother me.
Should there be a seagull cull? At the moment, we're not allowed to, but we can move their eggs and their nests. Should there be a cull, though?
What's that?
You know, kill them.
Kill them? No, I don't think so. They're wild birds. They're meant to be there.
I think a lot of people think they're aggressive. I feel quite sorry for them. I don't think they have any food.
So you think they're hungry?
Yeah.
And we're looking at some on top of the chimney pots.
Yeah.
They're pretty cute, aren't they?
They are, yeah. My school is just over there. There's often ones with like broken wings and there'd be blood all over them or they've been hit by trains.
And you want to help them?
Yeah.
Okay, divided views there in North Dublin. Now, if you landed from Mars, you couldn't help but notice all over every town and country side, there's all these posters for the local election
candidates
now.
They're going up as we speak.
So, has this become a local election issue in Balbriggan?
Absolutely. It's what the local councillors or councillors-to-be are hearing on the doors. And I met Fine Gael councillor Tom O'Leary, a former baker, running again in the local Fingal election. He represents the whole area, including Balbriggan. And I asked him exactly that. Is this an election issue? Are people basically bringing it up on the doors when they're out putting up posters and canvassing?
I did get them on the doors. People are raising the issue with me, and I have received emails and representations over the last 12 months at least. I was enjoying my coffee in Skerries, and the owner of the coffee shop came up to me and told me she was on to the county council because a seagull got trapped under her awning, the roof where people sit out, got very aggressive. It was looking very dangerous. They're taking food from people, taking food from children. There's a creche in Balbriggan, lost its grant due to seagull feces all around the area. The department wouldn't approve the grant.
Really? Because of seagull poo and wee, they lost the grant?
Yeah, yes. They couldn't. They wouldn't approve the grant. The health and safety or the health people wouldn't approve the grant to extend the creche or do whatever they wanted to do. I have people on shift work ringing me up. Really annoyed. You know what shift work is, you have to go in at night and early, and they're being kept awake by seagulls. So there's a derogation here granted, running out.
Derogation means a partial law change.
Yeah, so that seagulls' nests and eggs can only be removed. no culls. So seagulls' nests and eggs can be removed up to the end of this month. So people are on tender hooks here. They want to know if the derogation is going to be extended for next year.
So just to explain to me about this derogation. Yep. What are residents entitled to do? Like you can't... You can't just go up to a gull
and you can't poison them, no, but you can remove the nests.
If it's on your property.
Yeah, and the eggs, and it's an EU directive, because believe it or not, seagulls are protected.
So what's the
species.
Derogation? The derogation is to allow you to remove them up until when?
Up until two days' time, until the end of the month, and then they want an extension. So they've had a year of being able to do this, and you know they need to also work closely with partners. Rangers and inspectors, but it has got out of hand. And you know, not all of us, I know you're not great on a ladder, like imagine for example down in Wexford, and your roof, you know, it's covered
I get
in,
someone
in
to
seagulls
do it, yeah.
You know,
Deirdre might get up,
yeah, she might get up on the ladder.
I might
so not everyone
at the bottom, yeah, and insult her.
Not everyone can do this, and you know, you could be up on if you've
she's
converted.
Off having a liquid afternoon tea today. She don't be worried about Deirdre, she'd be entitled to get up on it. So
well, the seagulls could get her afternoon tea.
Visited Hampton Cove in Balbriggan. What do they say?
Well, Hampton Cove is, if you know the Balbriggan area at all, it's right on the seafront.
I've never been to the north side of my life. Go on.
We've got to
change
that.
For heaven's sake, Balbriggan. You know, that's near Dundalk.
Well, it's right on the Meath border. Yeah, it's about 40 minutes from Northern Ireland from Newry. But it really is, I think, a quarter of foreign national.
Now maybe
it's
maybe
a growing
the Hill of
town.
Hope I could see, or Clontarf with the yachts.
You wouldn't go as far as
Balbriggan,
there.
I don't know. What happens in Hampton Cove in Balbriggan?
This particular area, it's right on the seafront. I think it's quite an established estate. It's been there something like 30 years. And I got to visit and I met some of the locals and other locals that also have issues with the birds.
My name is Finbar Brady. I live in 78 Barthol, Balbriggan. We're surrounded with seagulls 24/7, 7 days a week, all night and all morning. They wake us up, we can't go to bed. They take things, shit on windows and doors and our cars and everything. And they scrape the cars, so we're fed up with them. We like something done, sir.
So you're fed up?
We're fed up with them.
And you have seagull poo everywhere?
Everywhere. We're constantly cleaning our windows, and constantly washing our doors and our houses and all.
Pat Foley's my name. Hampton Cove here, resident for the last 30 years.
So Hampton Cove is an estate right on the seafront on the Irish Sea, right beside where the seagulls live.
Absolutely. And we're absolutely pestered with them. They're a nuisance. They cause nothing but mayhem here in this estate. Not to mention all the fouling they do. And the nest here on a regular basis every year.
Some people would say you live beside the sea.
Right beside the sea.
And it's the seagulls, you know, it's their
home.
They're
just, they're coming in from the sea more than ever. They're coming up in droves every year. They're a threat to everything here, you know, for even children out playing. They just cause mayhem, and they're nesting more than ever. And I don't know how we're going to get rid of them.
You're 7 years of age. What do you think of the seagulls?
They're annoying.
And why are they annoying?
Because they're always chirping.
And they chirp. And when you're playing, what do the seagulls do?
They always poo around and they dirty the tables. And houses and windows.
They are a nuisance. 4:15 every single morning, they're on my roof, and that's it. You cannot go back to sleep with the noise of them. They really are. You can't sit outside because if you put your food outside, they dive down immediately.
So they really have taken over Hampton Cove here in Balbriggan.
Absolutely, absolutely. But you only have to look around.
Yeah, even in Dunleary, the screeching is a very, very serious problem. You hear them at 4 and 5 in the morning, and it's not like the dawn chorus. It's an ugly kind of
incessant
sound. Now, if you want to get any problem solved, you just air it on the hard shoulder. And unlike the punters you have, we have proper people. Listen to this. Mick Walsh, field biologist no less, managing director with Omega Environmental, has texted the programme. The reason seagulls have seemingly taken over is it's coming up to their annual nesting period. Well, Henry covered that. The first 3 weeks of May is their egg incubation period. They're aggressive then because they're protecting their nests. It's highly illegal to harm a seagull, but you can carefully replace the eggs with decoys. Right, that'll be a bit disappointing for the seagull. There won't be a lot of incubation happening there. We are quite busy getting ready for this season now. So there's experts you can get in to fix it.
Absolutely. They're considered pests. They're considered pests like, you could say, rats or even mice.
Vermin,
yeah. Absolutely.
Now, have you personally, because usually in your packages you include, and now Henry tries it, have you come across seagulls yourself? Where are you living?
Well, I've even come across pet seagulls. There is a lady that I've actually met before who has a pet one. She feeds them.
But they're quite aggressive, though. They won't come up to you and they won't go back.
You're not supposed to feed them.
And they won't go away.
You're not supposed to. And yeah, my wife, her office is in North County Dublin, and she has a little courtyard in her office, and there was a baby seagull trapped, and I did try and rescue it. I used a blanket, and it was quite hard.
How do you mean it was trapped?
It couldn't get out. It couldn't fly. It was a baby. It didn't really know how to fly.
Right.
So I rescued him. I got him out.
You put a blanket on top of it.
I put a blanket.
You smothered it.
No. It lived. All right. And then the seagull walked into the local convent.
You didn't break its wing or anything.
No, nothing like that. And you're right. Lots of them are. They get run over. They get knocked down because they don't know how to fly. Here is Councillor Tom O'Leary again, Fingal County Council, explaining the plan they have to try and solve the seagull problem.
If it's such a big problem, individual people are not going to get up on roofs and start removing nests. One here, one there might do it. It needs to be done in an organised manner by a competent, we'll call it company, who will do it correctly, as they do in the UK, and tackle the relevant nests in the area. A survey was done by Fingal County Council. Apparently there's 252 nests in Balbriggan, maybe 70 in Skerries. I'm not sure about the numbers. Sound a bit low to me.
You think they're much higher?
I definitely do, yeah.
And have the seagulls taken over? And should we let them?
Well, I'm 50 years living in Skerries. When I get up in the morning, I'm used to hearing seagulls. But there's more of them now, and they're more aggressive. And we think the reason is, besides they're breeding better or whatever, we closed Ballaley Dump. So Ballaley Dump was a large dump that took a lot of waste from Fingal and Dublin. Suppose a regional dump. It's closed. It's been redeveloped as a wonderful park. It's going to open up in next Saturday with wonderful views of the area. But a lot of seagulls used to nest and feed there, and we think they've migrated to the towns and kind of invaded the towns and discovered wonderful coffee shops with wonderful sandwiches and kiddie sandwiches at school when they're out in the yard. They're whipping them out of their hands. It's getting out of hand. We certainly have to do something about it. I mean, if they had to do something about it in certain local authorities in the UK, we have to do something about it here. We just need to find a way. There's a committee sitting, the local group here in Balbriggan who are trying to get organised on it. We've Fingal County Council and the National Parks and Wildlife Service. They're trying to come up and devise a correct and humane solution to deal with this problem. We definitely have to do something about it.
A lot of people are saying the key to this, to keep them away from your back door, is not to have the brown bins. People say brown bins must be reduced as the residents must be feeding them and the other residents suffer. What about that?
Absolutely. If you have these plastic bins, actually keep the lids closed. If you're having a barbecue, I've been at barbecues and I've seen bacon stolen by the birds. Don't feed them. Don't give them any food. And if you see someone feeding them, tell them, please don't feed them. And maybe eventually they'll go back to the sea, because the problem is out of hand in all coastal areas across Ireland, not just Dublin.
All right. My thanks to Henry McKean, reporting on how Balbriggan has about the same amount of seagulls as people, over 26,000. Henry, as always, until the next time, thank you.